Will Mexico's presidential candidates be able to tackle the drug war? A new election and fading hope hit Greece. And a ministry finds the right recipe of gospel, dignity, and literacy in South Asia. We'll tell you about these stories and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News. We're a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The discovery of 49 headless bodies in Monterrey, Mexico this week is further proof violence has gotten worse in the last 30 days. Some say it's connected to the upcoming elections, but E3 partners Todd Zelkowski doubts drug cartels care anything about that.
It doesn't appear that anyone in any of the parties that is vying for the presidency have any kind of plan whatsoever to address the drug violence.
With so little hope for this six-year war, spreading the gospel is more vital than ever.
We feel a great deal of urgency right now because so many are dying in the violence by participating directly, being innocent bystanders, or being sucked into the drug wars unwillingly. And so there is an urgency to our work to try to spread the gospel to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible.
That's not an easy task when churches are afraid to meet. E3 Partners' small discipleship groups are growing, though. Pray. Next, Greece goes to the polls for the second time on June 17th. To many Greeks, the vote is kind of a referendum on the euro itself. AMG International's president, Paul Jenks, says,
one of the groups that was elected basically has said that they will not agree to continue on this path of receiving money from the European Union according to the agreements that have been put in place. This throws the whole negotiation into turmoil.
AMG's co-workers in Greece are under a lot of pressure as the situation has put a critical strain on all their ministries. It's also an opportunity, says Jinx.
Especially among those that have lost their jobs and the refugees that can't find work and don't have what they need, there is more openness than in the past. Of course, Greece hasn't been very open to the gospel until now, and so we feel that God is really shaking things up there for an eternal purpose.
This is Mission Network News. Languages change. Just think of the differences between the King James Version of the Bible and the New International Version. Some have a difficult time understanding the KJV. Biblica's Sanporn Siri Kulkarn says Christians in China face similar difficulties.
The church Bible the church have been using since 1919. For this last, especially for the last 50 years, a lot of changing in the language, the culture change. Therefore, many words become archaic.
Cults have been growing in China because they don't understand scripture. Biblica is doing something about it.
Biblica has come up with a new version just last year. We call it the Chinese Contemporary Bible. It's a modern translation from nearer to NIV, English Bible, using similar philosophy of translation.
The government hasn't approved it yet. Pray it does. Biblica needs to print 180,000 copies. $10 prints 4 Bibles. Give. Mission Network News will connect you. Meanwhile, a Gospel for Asia Women's Fellowship organized a literacy class to teach women how to read and write. 29 women from 5 local churches attended the class. Prior to it, many of the ladies felt shame that they couldn't participate in Bible studies or help their children with homework. Through the efforts of GFA, supported women missionaries, these literacy classes are restoring dignity to women all over South Asia. You can help open these doors. There are links at our website to help. And last summer, everyone watching the Southern Baptist Convention was given a challenge. International Mission Board President Tom Eliff said that there were 3,800 unengaged, unreached people groups. He asked Southern Baptist churches to adopt, pray for them, and start church plants in these groups. The first team to take the challenge just got back from Europe. Their first contact is paving the way for a church in a group that no one else is reaching. Pray for this opportunity. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go to India for free? Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now. Just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.